بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we look at the second point that Hatim al-Asam rahmatullah alayh mentioned, the one of three qualities. The first one was to learn to love good deeds. The second one which I want to talk to you about today is, he said, learn to align your desire to what Allah wants. And the third one, which we will talk about tomorrow or thereafter, is to learn to love giving more than receiving. So now for the second one, learn to align your desire to what Allah wants. You know, if you think about this, we have three kinds of people in the world. There are those who are overpowered by their desire, right? So they work to please, basically to please themselves. Now at the bottom of the pit, as far as that those kinds of people are concerned, are those who indulge in actual haram for their own pleasure, though they know it is haram. There are people drinking alcohol, and people who are fornicating, and people who are, you know, gambling, and all the, I can't resist this, all the Malakpet race course box members, and those who are addicted to horse racing or any other kind of gambling, whatever it is, cards and this and that. People who know it is wrong, people who follow feng shui and who follow vastu and, you know, everything which is haram, people who take loans on interest, who borrow on interest, who lend on interest, things that they know are haram, things that they know that Allah has prohibited, things that they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them for unless He forgives them. Now all of this, so this is the bottom of the pit. They know this, but they still do it. So let us not talk about that. We hope that there is no Muslim in that list. Although it's haram for the Muslims only. So I'm saying that let's hope that people are, you know, they get some sense and get out of this. So the bottom of the pit. Now you then have another, stage where there are people who are not doing these bad things, but the desire to do them is in the heart. So they are struggling with that. Right, so it's a struggle for them, for example, not to watch pornography. It's a struggle for them not to, drink alcohol, or it's a struggle for them not to smoke. Incidentally, smoking is also haram. So these are struggles for them. So they're struggling with that. But eventually they manage to stop themselves from doing it. So all power to them, alhamdulillah. You know, we ask Allah to help them and to support them. So they are struggling, and their whole life is this struggle. There's no pleasure in life, because, you know, at the end of the day, there's still a struggle, struggle, struggle. And even when you leave the thing, there is this thing to say, oh, I wish I could have done it. So there is that kind of, those kinds of people. And then the third kind is, which is what Hatim al-Asam rahmatullah is talking about, is people who have no desire to do anything other than what Allah has asked them to do. Their desire is, what do you desire? If you asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the thing that you love the most, what would He have told you? He would have told you what He used to tell Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu every so often. He would say, oh Bilal, call the adhan. Give us relief. Give us relief from this dunya, that I can stand before my Rabb Jalla Jalalu. So if you ask him, what is your greatest desire, what do you want to do right now? He would have told you, I want to stand in Salah. If you had asked Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu, what is your greatest desire? He would have said, I would like to recite Quran. If you had asked Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, what is your greatest desire radiallahu anhu, he would have said, I would like to recite the Quran. Greatest desire, this is what he wants to do. My greatest desire is that I want to do something which Allah loves. My greatest desire is that I want to please the one I love. Think about that. What is your greatest desire? My greatest desire is to do what my Rabb loves to see. Ibrahim alayhi salam sitting in the cup of the trebuchet. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him and he says, tell me, what can I do for you? Ibrahim alayhi salam says, tell you? Why would I tell you? Why would I tell you? Although it is not prohibited, it is not haram to ask help from a brother. And these are brothers, Jibreel alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Both of them are rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no harm in asking somebody face to face. Ibrahim alayhi salam is not standing at a grave or something, or is not, you know, speaking in the ghaib. He's talking about somebody. Somebody has come to him, he knows him. He's asking, can I help you? What can I do for you? He says, let me know, tell me, how can I help you? He says, you want me to ask you for help? You want me to ask you? No, I have nothing to ask you. Jibreel alayhi salam goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course Allah knows everything. And he says, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, this is what is happening to your Khalil, this is what is happening to your Rasul. He is about to be burnt to a cinder. And I asked him if I would help him. He doesn't tell me anything. Ya Allah, what can I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now you go. You go as my Rasul. As somebody I have sent. And tell him that I want to know. What does he want? Again, as I told you, these are all things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does to establish a hujjah, to establish an argument in favor of his slave. Allah does not need to send Jibreel for that. Allah does not need to ask Ibrahim alayhi salam anything. Allah knows everything. But this is in order to establish a witness in favor of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes back and he says, your Rabb sent me. And he asked, your Rabb told me to ask you that he wants to know, what do you want? Your Rabb wants to know what you want from him. Ibrahim alayhi salam smiles and says, my Rabb doesn't need to ask. He says, my Rabb does not need to ask. Where is he saying this? In front of the largest fire that can be imagined. About to be thrown into that. My Rabb does not need to ask. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, just think about that. If you asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, what do you want? What would he have told you? When Allah asked him, what do you want? What does he tell him? He says, I want whatever you want. I want whatever you want. This is the essence of ubudiyyah. هذا جوهر العبودية. This is the essence of ubudiyyah. My brothers and sisters, this is what we need to develop in our hearts. And believe me, then life will be a roll. You will be on a roll the whole time. Because there is no struggle. There is no struggle. You will be freed from struggle and you will live a life of complete and total bliss and happiness because you want what your Rabb wants. This is the position of Rida bil Qada. Rida bil Qada. Where whatever happens to a person, he is smiling, saying, Alhamdulillah, this is my Rabb's plan. This is what my Rab wants. I am just a witness. I am just a witness. I'm just standing and watching what is happening. That's it. I'm not involved in that thing. I'm not struggling with that. Nothing. Alhamdulillah. This is the position from which Rasulullah used to say, Alhamdulillah, ya ala kulli hal. And unless we understand this position, we cannot understand how the Prophet could have said, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. How can you be thanking Allah ala kulli hal in every situation? I am sitting in the middle of this COVID, you want me to thank Allah? I have a pain, you want me to thank Allah? I am suffering, you want me to thank Allah? I am hungry, I am starving, I am weak, I am oppressed, you want me to thank Allah? Yes, yes. Because in every one of those situations, there is a positive angle, there is a positive aspect. And that positive aspect, apart from many others, the biggest and most fundamental positive aspect is that this is the will of your Rabb. This is what your Rabb decreed for you. And this quality of the slave is he does not even ask why. He doesn't say, why did Allah decree this for me? He says, Alhamdulillah, whatever you wanted, whatever you want is what I want. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to be in that position. I ask Allah to save us from trials and tribulations. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all difficulties. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to test us because He knows us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in a state where He is pleased with us and to accept us when He is pleased with us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.